Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing the broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time hour, well, we'd love to hear from you if you're hearing a live broadcast. And again, that number is 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now. We would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We are talking about emotions, that downward spiral that many of us take toward self-pity and depression and despair. And one of the stops along the way is fear, and fear can turn into anger. And today we want to spend some time talking about that fear and anger connection. We also have a wonderful chart available that we want to put in your hands free of charge. It's the Biblical Path to Peace. You can order yours by calling 844-322-2742. It's a very practical tool. It will help you analyze and figure out where you are and why, you know, give you the whys as to why you're feeling the way you're feeling. And it will give you a way to break out of that and experience the peace of God. So it's a wonderful practical tool. It's something that I've been using in ministry for 30-plus years. We have dolled it up a little bit. We've added some things to it. So I think it's even more powerful than what it has been. So we want to put this in your hands, 844-322-2742. Andrew, welcome to the broadcast today. We're certainly glad to have you, as always.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, thanks, guys. Great to be with you.
Yeah, so we're talking about fear and anger. And, you know, there's a lot of guys, and especially guys running around here in the United States today, that are just angry all the time. They're just on the edge of exploding at any given moment. But if you analyze what's really going on in their lives, you recognize that there's something underneath that's causing that, and that's some fear that is driving them, and they're just manifesting that fear in anger. So anger is just a secondary response to fear. We see that all the time with, you know, if you're a parent and your kid comes up missing in a grocery store or something like that, you just get panicked. You're so fearful that somebody has taken your kid or whatever that might be. And then when they come walking around the corner or you see them, you're relieved. Then you just lash out in anger. And so that's, you know, a simple story, but it does show the connection between fear and anger. So if you see an angry person, you're seeing somebody that has an underlying fear. And once that fear is addressed, the anger will diminish. And it's a powerful, practical tool to really understand. Years ago, we had a little booklet that really described this, and one of our friends here in Dallas just adopted that as his Bible, man. He just carried that little booklet in his back pocket wherever he went. Whenever he felt anger just boiling up inside of him, he'd pull that little booklet out and said, wait a minute, there's something else going on here. And it would calm him down. So it's really a practical tool. Andrew, talk about it a little bit as far as what you've observed in your ministry.
Yeah, well, I really like your analogy there about, you know, how fear becomes anger on the outside. You know, it also reminds me of how we react all the time when people are hiding around a corner. And as we walk by, they say boo and scare us. And then our next reaction is what? We get mad at them. You know, so that's a funny little example to show how we can be fearful in a split second and then angry the very next second. And, you know, I think, guys, that when you really address this issue, looking at it for men especially, you know, in our society, in our culture today, men aren't really allowed to go around talking about fear. Fear would mean exposing my weakness. If I have a struggle with fear, then it means that I'm going to have to really be transparent and open and honest about that struggle. And instead, what I do is I end up pushing that fear down and cloaking it, and then it comes out as anger. And why that anger is more socially acceptable is because anger in a man comes across as some sort of strength. At least we think it is. You know, anger seems strong, whereas fear seems weak. But the reality is that because of the grace that we live under, we can actually just be honest and open and reveal the fears and allow the Spirit of God through the truth of who we are and who He is taking care of us. We can really become transparent with Him and with other people. And I think that when grace gets a hold of you, when God's grace really gets a grip in your life, then you start feeling more stable, more willing to share from the heart, more willing to open up about your fears. And, you know, if a husband will talk about his fears with his wife and with his friends and open up to trusted individuals, then I think he'll very quickly find that all that anger he's dealing with begins to dissipate because we're getting to the core of the problem. So in summary, guys, you know, men especially, but humans in general, we avoid talking about fear and then it comes out as anger because we feel that's strong, whereas fear is perceived as weak. But look, if I know the gospel correctly, then, you know, when I'm weak, he's strong, and I can be willing to be weak, and I don't have to have it all together. I can talk about my fears, and that's pretty healthy, actually.
Yes, it is. And I think to follow up on what you're saying as far as men and the unwillingness, I mean, it's just like we're not willing to stop and ask for directions.
Yeah.
We're not willing to talk about our fears. But to the wives out there who are listening right now, if you have an angry husband, you know, I'm sure you're trying to figure out a way to get him to stop being angry all the time, to stop lashing out at you or at the kids, or just living with that perpetual snarl on his face. Mm-hmm. Well, understand that there's something going on underneath. So if you'll just start to ask questions like, what are you really afraid of? Maybe that will open up that door for a conversation. I've seen many wives ask that question, and it really encourages their husbands to let it out, to really put those fears on the table. And in so doing, they draw closer to one another, and it really becomes a tool to strengthen the marriage in general and to find out a way how the two of them can get together on the same page and really help one another move through whatever problems are surrounding them at that particular moment. So wives, if you have an angry husband, just ask him the question, what are you really afraid of? What's going on underneath? You might be surprised at what you hear.
Yeah. But also ignore the first thing he says, because it will be, I'm fine. Why do you think I'm afraid of anything? Just be kind and persistent. It'll come out.
You have experience.
I do. I might have answered that once or twice.
Yeah. Well, 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. We have calls on the board right now, and we'll get to them in just a moment. But Bob was talking at the outset of the broadcast about our new resource called The Biblical Path to Peace. There is a biblical path to peace in our lives, and we would like to point you to it in this new practical tool that we've produced. As I said, it's called The Biblical Path to Peace, and it contains a pulled-out chart to graphically illustrate the ingredients that can lead us to emotional distress and depression, and to contrast them with the truth of God's Word, which is the answer, of course, to the circumstances and issues that oftentimes trouble our lives. Request your free copy of The Biblical Path to Peace today. Just go online to basicgospel.net and click the link that you'll see right there on the home page. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call 844-322-2742, our all-purpose number these days. Again, that's 844-322-2742 for your free copy of The Biblical Path to Peace. Now, while you're at the website or on the phone, please consider making a gift to help us meet our year-end need. Andrew, as a member of the board of directors, what do you see as the importance of our listeners stepping up to assist us in the proclamation of this this message of God's unconditional love and grace in the Lord Jesus?
Yeah, Bob, you know, think about just the uniqueness of this ministry. As I serve as a board member here, the reason I do is because it is such a unique opportunity to reach people where they're at with their hurts and their pains. I mean, today we're talking about fear and anger. Over the years, we've addressed issues such as depression and anxiety. And, you know, these are real human needs, real human struggles. And sometimes books are flying off the shelf to try to put Band-Aids on those issues that have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. And what is so unique about Basic Gospel is that we're showing how Jesus intersects with our pain. We're showing how Jesus is not just our Savior, but he's also the healer of our hurts. And that's a big deal for people. A lot of Christians out there, they got saved a year ago, 5 years ago, 30 years ago, and yet they're still working through some pretty serious emotional trauma and issues. And so one of the benefits of supporting Basic Gospel is you're helping people find real healing through Jesus Christ. So if it's on your heart to help this message go forward, to support this radio broadcast, to help it grow and flourish and reach more and more people who've got real pain in their lives, then I encourage you to go to our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Hit the donate button. It takes just a couple of minutes to give. Maybe you think your gift is not a big deal. Well, it's a huge deal to us. It means the world to us. Yeah. So whether it's $10 a month or $50 a month or whatever it is that God puts on your heart, we certainly could use your support, and it will go a long way to reaching people who have real hurts in their lives. So again, that's basicgospel.net. Hit the donate button, and it takes just a couple of minutes.
And by the way, when you make your donation, you'll get a copy of the new resource that we've been talking about, The Biblical Path to Peace, in addition to Bob and Richard's message called The Breakout. So lots of things coming to you as a benefit of supporting Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to our phone lines now. We have a bunch of people lined up, so let's try to get to as many of these as we possibly can. Darren, you're on the line. Hi, Daron. How are you, my friend?
How's it going, y'all?
Doing great. Thank you.
I know it's been a while since I called. It was good to hear from y'all.
Well, good to hear from you, too. What's on your mind today? I know you're calling in response to something I posted on Facebook, the verse, be angry and do not sin. Is this even possible? And that's why we were talking about that fear-anger connection. So what did you want to weigh in on as far as that's concerned?
Well, you know, I never really even thought about that until you posted that, because I've been hearing that for years, be angry, but do not sin. And now that I think about that, that's impossible, because for one thing, Jesus said, if you're angry with your brother, you have already committed murder in your heart. That's one of the things that came to mind. The second one that says in James 1:19, he says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Mm-hmm. And that makes me think only God has a righteous anger, so it's like impossible for us.
Mm. Well, Daron, I think you bring up an interesting perspective on it. I mean, you know, it really ties in with what we're saying today, that anger comes from fear. Well, you know, it's not healthy. It's not of God for me to entertain fear. God is not the author of fear. And so if fear gives birth to anger, and anger as an emotion, maybe, you know, we can't say that just feeling something is sinful in and of itself, because my goodness, all day long we would just be inspecting our feelings and saying, oh my goodness, how many thousands of times have I sin today and just my feelings. I think we need to go deeper and say there's choices that are sin. You know, what's interesting about a feeling is you don't choose all your feelings. You're in a movie and you're scared. You're kissing your wife and you're happy. You're driving down the road and you're feeling blasé. These are feelings that come and go, like, you know, up and down and all around. And so we don't even necessarily choose our feelings, but we do choose our actions and our responses. So I agree with you that, you know, if I entertain fearful thoughts and I entertain those to the point of, you know, it being sin, well, that can result in some anger issues that down the road, and I might end up blowing up at people. But the bottom line is, I think there is some discernment in knowing, you know, I've got a choice, and I don't always get to choose my feelings, but I do get to choose my actions. And I think when it says be angry and yet sin not, the point is, you know, God's not saying please be angry. He's not commanding us to feel anger, certainly not. But I think he recognizes that sometimes we don't choose those feelings. They just come upon us. And at that point, I have to choose to sin not. So basically, in the midst of the angry feelings, don't choose to sin. And I think that's the takeaway here, so that we don't allow our emotions to control us. Does that help?
Yeah, I kind of see that. Well, like I said, the thing that kind of, you know, got came to mind is what Jesus said, that,
yeah,
well, one of you are already angry, it's too
right.
late.
Well, you know, and I would say there, Duran, I mean, you know, as you work your way through Matthew 5, you're finding, oh, my goodness, if I call somebody a fool like Mr. T did, then I'm in danger of the fires of hell. You know, if I call somebody a fool like Paul did when he said, you foolish Galatians, who has tricked you, then, you know, is Paul burning in hell? No. So the whole point of that passage. Yeah, the whole point of the passage is, look, anger, you know, acting out in anger is the same as acting out with murder. You know, acting out calling someone a fool is the same as other deeper insults that require hell as the consequence. And so Jesus is pretty much putting nails in the coffin for anyone who thinks they can do it through human effort, law-based living.
Right.
Hey, you want the spirit of the law? Here's the spirit of the law. Don't ever get angry. Here's the spirit of the law. Don't ever call somebody foolish. Here's the spirit of the law. Give all your money away to anyone who asks of you without question. You know, be perfect like God. So Jesus is presenting a perfect standard there that really no one can live up to. So I wouldn't that confuse the issue. You know, Duran, if you 5 minutes from now, if somebody cuts you off in traffic and you're hit with an emotion of fear or anger, hey, that put me out of control. Hey, I'm angry at you. Well, you know, you haven't sinned until you choose something as a result of that feeling. So feelings aren't sin, you know, but choices are.
Well, yeah, that makes more sense to me.
Well, good. Well, thanks for your call today. It's a good one.
Yeah, nice to hear from you, Daron. Always good to hear from you.
Y'all coming to Temple pretty soon, right?
We're going to try to get down there in September. Yes, we are. So we'll look forward to seeing you. We haven't worked out all the details, but we're in process right now. So we're excited about that.
Hey, good.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank y'all.
Thanks for your call. Let's go out to Los Angeles and talk to Antoine. Hi, Antoine.
Hey guys, I'm in a good mood right now, but sometimes I feel depressed.
Sometimes you feel depressed.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel depressed, and but you know, I'm in a good mood now. But I was like, how do I stay like this, or is that just something that is natural, just to go in and out, or can we not go back to depression because you know we're Christians and you know we've got a new nature, or it's just something that I got to struggle with, like the Romans 7 and all that.
Well, Antoine, here's what we're going to do. You know, after our phone call with you, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you the copy of our CD series called The Breakout, and also this pamphlet on the biblical path to peace. And depression, anxiety, fear, all of these things, all of these negative emotions that we experience are the result of negative thinking. So the Bible, the New Testament, directs a lot of its encouragement, a lot of its words to the renewing of the mind, the renewing of our attitudes, to the changing of the way we think and perceive the world around us and perceive the circumstances that we walk through each and every day. As Jesus said, in this world we're going to have trials and tribulations, but we can gain a godly perspective on those trials and tribulations instead of reacting to them out of fear and anger and anxiety and self-pity and all of those emotions. We can actually respond to them with an attitude of thanksgiving. Why? Because we know truth. We know that God is in control, that He is bigger than any circumstance that we ever walk through, and that He's also promised to cause all things to work together for good. So as my mind dwells on truth, as my mind gets anchored to that truth, I am less likely to be tossed to and fro and move down that downward spiral toward depression when the circumstances of life come our way. So the real key is allowing the Word of God, the Spirit of truth, to guide us into all truth, to anchor our hearts and minds to that truth, so that when these trials and tribulations hit, we'll know that Jesus is somebody that we can turn to, that Jesus is the one that we can look to, and Jesus is the one that we can give thanks to. And as we do, we can learn to experience peace in the midst of those adverse circumstances. So that's how we need to look. We're always wondering, how do I get rid of these feelings? How do I change the way I feel? And God is more interested in changing the way you think, so that your choices will be choices to walk by faith in the risen, resurrected, all-loving Jesus Christ. Does that make sense to you, Antoine?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm going to listen to it on the podcast and really get it in my spirit, man. I appreciate it, though.
You're welcome. Hey, I want you to hold on, and we're going to send you this information, okay?
Will do.
Okay, right, you hold the line, and Michelle will pick up with you, and as soon as she does, just give her your name and address, and we'll get this information to you as quickly as we can, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
So last thing to give you before I put you on hold. When these feelings, when you start feeling blah, when you start feeling fearful, anxious, depressed, kind of down and out, blue, just let those feelings be a reminder to you to stop and say, Lord Jesus, right now I want to give thanks to you, because even in the midst of this down feeling, nothing can separate me from your love. Nothing changes the fact that you've taken away my sins. Nothing changes my standing in front of you, that you've declared me righteous, you've made me righteous. I want to thank you for what you have done for me in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And I guarantee you that will stop that downward flow and start changing how you're feeling over time, okay?
Okay, I'll remember that. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you hold on.
I think that's going to be a tremendous help to Antoine as well.
Well, we sure hope so. Well, let's go up and talk to our friend Ryan in Lacombe, Alberta. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Good always to talk to you. I had a question, I guess it was, it sort of goes along with what you guys are talking about. My health is, it seems to be in a little bit in a slow decline. I've been, thinking more and more and reading more and more about, heaven and things that we all hope and look forward to as believers. I know that there's I don't know if this is the right term, intermediate heaven, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And I believe Paul's perspective was that this was far better. I didn't know if you guys could maybe put in your take,
Ryan,
as far as, why Paul, considered that something that...
Go ahead, Andrew.
We're running out of time here, but absent from the body is present with the Lord. There aren't levels of heaven or different heavens. When Paul spoke of the third heaven, he was speaking of the one and only, not space with the stars, not with the clouds in the sky, but the third heaven, meaning heaven as we know it, a spiritual heaven. And that's where we go. We see Christ immediately at that point. So we're not in a holding pattern or in a holding tank. We immediately are with the Lord.
And that's great news. That's the hope we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Ryan, thank you so much for your call. And just a reminder to our listeners, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We need your help. We need your help now. If you can help us get this word out to more and more people across this country and really around the world through our internet partners, we would greatly appreciate your help. And Bob Davis, you'll have all the information.
Absolutely. Biblical Path to Peace. That's our new resource. We'd love for you to have a copy, as Bob said. To get yours, go online to basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right on the homepage, basicgospel.net, or call anytime, 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Parley, and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.